Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Men and women can't just be friends. Isn't that like an outdated concept?
I first remember this from When Harry Met Sally. That was like when it got ingrained in my head that there will always be an attraction on one person's part.
Well, I mean, yeah. When it's Billy Crystal, how do you deny the attraction? It's not even possible.
It is kind of funny when you think about it.
At least now people are saying that, yes, they can be friends. But now there are certain, like, what's a word I'm looking for?
Parameters?
Parameters almost, right?
I saw this reel. It is short, it is sweet, but I felt it could be highly debatable, okay? And there was nothing, like, it's just a woman sitting there, close up on her face, with some music playing in the background, a younger woman at that, and it said this: boys are only friends with girls they find attractive, and girls are only friends with boys they find unattractive.
Well, this is loaded.
Discuss.
Yeah, okay. This one's loaded right here.
I know, right? So, and I read it multiple times, and I was like trying to like mull it on. Like, is there a grain of truth to this?
Well, it's a loaded question because
it's not a question. It's a statement.
So, if Abby agrees with it, then your guy friends are going to be offended.
That I find them ugly, apparently. Yes. I think the difference between men and women is that I don't typically take appearance into account when I want to like hang out with somebody. But I think there's a grain of truth because I think it does sting a little bit if you're friends with an attractive guy and they don't want to be with you. And then it's kind of like, well, I'm not really sure I want to be friends with you. And in my experience, like if I'm friends with a guy and I can tell that he wants to, like, get with me, it makes me more uncomfortable, so I don't want to really be friends with him, if that makes sense. So it's sort of like a double-edged sword where it's like, they might not want to be my friend if I was ugly, but I don't really want to be their friend if they find me attractive and they want to get with me. You know what I'm saying?
Now, Mo and Burry, it puts you in the hot seat now, because if you agree with this statement, that means any friends you have that are women, you're saying you think they're ugly.
Okay, well, again, can someone be attractive, but you just not be attracted to them?
Yes.
Yes.
See, so then that's how I feel. That's why.
Then you disagree with this.
I do disagree. I don't think this, in my experience, is this not accurate. Like, I have a lot of girlfriends that I'm not attracted to them, and they've been my friends forever, but I don't think they're ugly, but I'm just not attracted to them.
Yeah, I'm with Mo.
Okay.
I'm with Mo on that. Yeah, Cass?
The problem with this is it's rooted in the fact that you're still attracted to each other in some way. Like, women have to be friends with ugly men so that they're not attracted to them because they couldn't possibly be friends with someone attractive because you want to sleep with them. And then men are only attracted, like, only friends with attractive women because they secretly want to sleep with them. And I find it insulting. I think it's insulting to men, and I think it's insulting to women. You can be platonically friends no matter what you look like. Mo just said he has a ton of great friends who are girls. I have friends who are guys. I don't want to sleep with them, but some of them are very attractive and some of them are not. I hate that it's always boiled down to there being some kind of like romantic or sexual thing. And when you do that, I feel like it makes it like, it demeans you and looks at the other party, whether it's men or women, as just sexual objects rather than like really well-rounded, interesting people that you want to know because they enrich your life.
Now, I wonder if age plays a part in this also. Mo, would you have said the same thing when you were 22 or 23?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Because that's about the age the woman was who did this TikTok or reel.
I mean, I do believe that typically in the beginning of that kind of friendship, somebody is attracted to somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, usually one of them would go further if given the opportunity. But I also believe with time, sometime when these friendships develop, that kind of fades away. And both parties are comfortable just being in that friendship.
Mm-hmm. I feel like my dad put such a, you know, that I grew up with such a dysfunctional definition of women and friendships that I think when I was younger, that probably was true for me. That statement is probably true for me because, you know, I was taught that, you know, women are just there for sex, really, is what my dad taught me over and over and over again. So I think if I had a girl that was a friend, there was somewhere inside of me that was always feeling like, okay, but if the door opens a little bit, I'll be right there.
Yeah, I definitely have found that so true in a lot of my big friend groups. Like I had a really close group of friends back in Jacksonville about a year or two ago, and we never understood why our friend group broke up because we did everything together. We would go to Jags games. We had Friendsgiving together. And then all of a sudden we had this New Year's Eve party. And after New Year's Eve, nothing was ever the same. And it took us a while to figure out what was going on. We were like, why did we never talk again after that? And it was a boy-girl friend group. And then we remembered two of our guy friends were trying to get with me and my friend that night on New Year's Eve. They like wanted to like obviously have a New Year's kiss. And we were like, yeah, no, we're just friends. And we never talked to them after that. And someone actually confirmed this for us like 6 months ago where they were like, yeah, like XYZ and ABC were really bummed that you guys like turned them down. And it was never the same after that.
Is that right? So yeah. There is some debate there.
Yeah.
There could be some debate. Mm-hmm. At first I read it, I'm like, oh, this is ridiculous. Maybe there is some wiggle room there. Unfortunately.
Yes, unfortunately.
The Burt Show.